No, no, you're in. I was teasing. Okay. All right. 10, 9. I need some cheerleaders. Cheerleaders! Cheerleaders! Stay on your knees, please! You got this! Go, go! Go! 30! Please don't knock anyone out! Please don't knock anyone out! 25. I need the crowd to help me at 20. 19. Hey, Rose. And the winner is the girl. Okay, really quick. No, everybody sit down. Okay, eyes here, please, sit down. Can somebody tell me the wonderful scriptural principle that we just observed? Girls are better than boys. That's the biblical principle. That's one idea. Okay, what's the Bible application? Can anybody tell me the Bible principle to what we just learned? Can any adult tell? Yes. Yes. Real loud. Jesus loves you. Okay, 1, 2, 3. Shh. You can only. 1, 2, 3. Shh. This had to be much like the Sermon on the Mount with all the disciples and the people. I'm sure there's a parallel here, okay? So we're going to let everybody go back to your seat, and we'll give the biblical principle here in just a moment. Everybody go ahead and go back to your seat. My wife, who is unable to be here because she is at a leadership meeting, is a superintendent of public schools. And she says, "You drive me nuts because you get everybody all wound up and you tell everybody to be quiet. It's called organized chaos. It's okay. I'm a professional. I've done this before, once before." I'm joking. So here's the biblical principle, and here's what we're going to really be talking about. I need all eyeballs looking at me right now, all eyeballs. You can only win this game if you're on your knees. You can only win as a Christian if you stay on your knees in prayer. Anytime you stop praying, you get disqualified from the game, and you're a weak Christian. So we're going to really pray at the end of the service. Now, we got some more friends, but I need some help. Kind of on a slow count, 20, 19, 18. Thank you. Morehead, come here. All right. Give a great big hand clap to all our helpers. This is my baby girl. Her name is Rose Marie Morehead. Say hi. She was the duck. Everybody say quack, quack. And she was the girl puppet over here, the girl light bulb. I believe that God can use anybody, no matter how old you are, no matter what your age is. And my daughter was, we were at the house, and I said, I want you to hear this song. It's so cute. And it was the duck puppet. And I want to be a duck for Jesus. And she said, Dad, that's the cutest song ever. And I looked, and there were these big old tears in her eyes. And she goes, can I do that song? I've got a duck upstairs. She ran upstairs. She got the duck puppet and came down and started doing the duck. And I look back behind the stage and she had these big crocodile tears just coming down her face as she was crying as the Spirit was moving on her. I remember she was little and she said, Dad, I want to pray when I get big, really loud like my mama. And what that means is when my wife prays, she prays in the Spirit and she begins to speak in tongues really, really, really loud in the Spirit. And that's what she meant, but she didn't really understand the words. And she got the Holy Ghost at General Conference just a few months ago. And, amen. And on a Sunday, we were all upstairs. And we had a choir, and she was upstairs, and she was kind of messing around in church. And I leaned over and said, you need to be really good and quiet and be focused. And I looked, and she had her hands up, and she was praying. So I went to lean over to tell her, good job, baby. You're doing good. And when I did, I heard her praying loud like her mama. She was speaking in an unknown tongue, loud and boisterous, and tears were coming down, and she was praying as a 7-year-old in the Spirit. So if you want to feel something you've never felt tonight, and you want to get the power of the Holy Ghost, you don't have to be big like me or like pastor or like bishop. You can be like a little 7-year-old and get the Holy Ghost tonight. It is for you. It's for you. All right, I need my friend to come out. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. I need my other friend to come out. That was on me. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. It's all right. It's dress rehearsal. Sunday's going to be perfect. So I need all the kids to be here on Sunday. Look at me, eyeballs, eyeballs. Tonight, I don't know if I have the authority to say this, but tonight's Holy Ghost Wednesday. Sunday's going to be Baptism Sunday. We're going to talk about baptism. If you want to be baptized in Jesus' name, you need to tell one of the leaders and they'll talk to your parents and we'll baptize you on Sunday. Any church kids that wants to get baptized, you can get baptized on Sunday. I mean, if you call us, we'll do it on Saturday, but Sunday's Holy Ghost Baptism Day. Is that cool? Who wants to be baptized? Who here has been baptized? You've been baptized in Jesus' name. Anybody here, you're really brave. You just haven't been baptized yet, but you want to be baptized? Okay, got a lot of kids that need to be baptized. All right. Now, I need everybody to give me your... Here's what's going to happen. I'm going to talk to you from the Bible for about 7 minutes. Okay? Pastor Harry came to Michigan. And he preached every sermon 15 minutes. I can't do an introduction in 15 minutes. But I love Brother Harry, and thank you everyone who had a part in me being here. Now I need everybody's eyeballs. If you could put the scripture up there. Here's what the Bible says. And you, everybody, point at yourself. Being dead in your sins, hath he quickened. Everybody, quicken. Everybody, quicken. Quickened together with Him, having forgiven. It's kind of like an Ohio State football. No touchdown. The Spirit just left this building. Having forgiven you all trespasses, blotting out the handwriting. Let me see your handwriting. Who has good handwriting? Anybody got sloppy handwriting? I've got really sloppy handwriting. Blotting out I got a secret. The devil has bad handwriting too, and I'm fixing to prove it, okay? The devil's got really bad handwriting. He's trying to write bad letters against you and bad words against you, but it don't even stick because his handwriting's so bad nobody can even read it anyway. Blotting out the handwriting of ordinances that was against us. Everybody say me. which was contrary to us. It was against us. It was bad. Everybody say bad. And took it out of the way. Everybody move it out of the way. Just move it out of the way. Move your temper out of the way. You can't move your spouse out of the way, okay? That's not legal. Can't do that. Can't move your sibling out of the way. Can't do that. No, no, no. Move it out of the way. And the Bible says that he nailed it to his cross. What do you think some things are that we should nail to the cross tonight?
We should nail bad words.
Bad words. Yes. Bad times. 1 second responses. I'm looking for 1 second responses. You got a 1 second response? Yes. Okay, maybe let's nail the behaviors to the cross, but let's don't nail any people to the cross, okay? All right. I know, there's a long line. Let's see what we should nail to the cross. I don't know. On the count of three, yell out what you think we should nail to the cross. What about disobedience? All the adults saying, yes, Jesus. Okay. All right. We're going to nail disobedience to the cross. Lord, I want to put all my not following directions and not cleaning my room and not doing what I was told to do and not doing my homework and not picking up my chores. I put disobedience on the cross. What's some other things we should put on the cross? It always cracks me up when I do this. Kids are like, put murder. I'm like, how many murderers do we have in the house? I mean, really. Yes. Drugs. You're reading the screen. You got to wait. They're sharp down here. Okay. Got to slow down. All right. You think we should put drugs? All right. What about we just put, do we have, no, I'm not going to ask that question. I doubt we have a lot of people addicted to drugs in here. But I bet we have a bunch of people addicted. Do we have anybody addicted to video games? Anybody addicted to apps on your parents' phone? Do we have any girls addicted to Shopkins? Any boys addicted to Star Wars? I think an addiction is anything that takes your time away from Jesus. Can you agree with that definition? Some ladies in the house shopping. Yeah, if that... Any deer hunters in the house? I mean, any Ohio State fans in the house? I got to stop it. I got to stop. Pastor even wore his scarlet and gray to church tonight. OH, there we go, okay. Now, my Michigan friends, if this is on video, I'm in trouble. I just incited that. Okay, which is going to cause gossip. Whisper in your neighbor's ear. Whisper in your neighbor's ear. Go, shh, shh, shh. Is gossip bad? When we talk about people and we laugh? What about if you take something that's not yours? Should we put stealing on the cross? I just saw somebody yawn, an adult. I'm going to put that on the cross here in a second. 5 more minutes. Five, come on, people. Five, I see you. 5 more minutes. I'm lying. Should we put lying on the cross? Okay. I think I'm running out of sins. Is there any more sins we can put on the cross? Those are the big ones. That's good enough, right? I mean, put pizza on the cross. No, I want some pizza after church. I'm hungry. Let me hear everybody snore. Let me hear your snore. Let me hear Pastor Harry snore. How does he snore? Is it bad? I think somebody's lying over here. We got to put laziness on the cross. Yeah, being lazy. One, two, three. Shh. You guys are doing so good. Thank you. You're doing so good. That sounds really good. I'm glad that Jesus touched that Rosie girl, but He probably can't touch me because you don't know my house. You don't know where I go to school. You don't understand all that. You think we should put doubt on the cross? I believe that Jesus can touch anybody. I have watched Jesus touch all kinds of people. Let's go ahead and put doubt on the cross, because guess whose night it is tonight? It's your night tonight. No matter what, we're getting ready to pray in just a minute, and the Lord is going to touch. Hey, you know what? We got to put selfishness on the cross. Do you agree? You agree? Do you know some people that are just plain mean? Should we put meanness on the cross? Yeah? Okay, what about hatred? Have you ever met anybody they're just mad at everything? I hate Ohio State. I hate Michigan. I hate Michigan State. I hate football. I hate the ground. I hate the air. They're just mad. You ever met anybody just mad all the time? Let's put anger and hatred on the cross. What about bad words? Should we put bad words on the cross? Uh-oh. Peer pressure. Friends. If a friend is trying to get you to do something that's not nice, is that a good friend? If they're trying to get you to do something you shouldn't do, is that a good friend? Let's put bad friends. Let's put peer pressure on the cross. Oh, boy. You know what? I think what we should do is just put good old sin on the cross. Just put everything that's bad. Because you know what? Sin stinks. One, two, three. What? Sin what? I want everybody to stand. One, two, three. I want you to be ready. Red, I want you to be ready. Are you guys ready to pray? Do you believe that Jesus can take all of our sins off the cross? Anybody believe that? Y'all seem about as confident as beating Michigan next year. Do you really believe right now at this very moment that Jesus can take all of the sins off this cross right this moment and off your heart right now? Who believes God can do it right now? Who believes that Jesus Christ can touch you like you've never been touched and can help your heart right now? Who believes He can do it right now? Would you just begin to pray with me? I need some elders to lift up your voice in the house. Dear Heavenly Father, we pray. This is the altar call. We're getting ready to get really serious right now. This is a serious moment that God's going to touch somebody in the house. God, I pray you take all of the sins off the cross. I want you to open your eyes really big. I want you to straighten your back. I want you to clap your hands as loud as you ever have. I want you to praise, and I want you to say, in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. I want you to pray. I want you to clap. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Pray in Jesus' name. I need a helper, a specific helper. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. You know what? I'm going to be honest with you. Go ahead. Go ahead. Play that. There's sometimes when we come to the altar, God takes everything away. Sometimes there's so much junk, and mom and dad have been so crazy and school has been so nuts that all of it don't go away. And we got to come back to the altar again and pray again and say, Lord, I don't want a little blessing. I need the whole blessing. I need the whole blessing. I'm going to pray until every bit of the sin is gone. Until every bit of the junk is gone. Until every bit of everything is gone. Would you just pray with me? Praise with me. Adults that I talk to, would you come down? Would you pray with me right now? In the name of Jesus Christ. I want you to stay in your seat. I want you to stay in your seats. Adults, come quickly. Ones I talk to, please come quickly. I need all of you to grab hands. Just on this first row, grab hands. Grab hands. Just on this front row, grab hands. Grab hands. Link hands. Link hands. Link hands. Link hands. I need you to link hands. Thank you. Thank you. Link hands. Link hands. Here's what we're going to do. I need everybody to watch me. Only when I release you. You're going to turn the music down a little bit so I can give instructions, please. I'm going to release you one row at a time. And you're going to go through the prayer tunnel. You're actually going to take your hands, you're going to lay on their head, and you're going to pray for each child. Don't run them through. We're going to slow it down, and we're going to pray for each child that every bit of sin, that nothing gets stuck on the cross, that not a little bit of anger gets stuck on the cross, but everything gets burned out of us. Baby girl, I want you to go through and pray. Would you pray with me right now, everybody in the building? I need all my leaders, all my elders, I need you to intercede right now. I need you to pray in the Spirit right now. I need some prayer in the house right now. I need to hear some prayers of the saints. In the name of Jesus, let it be so. Let it be so. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Oh, victory in the name of the Lord. We're going to pray right now. In Jesus' name. We're laying hands on. Yes, hallelujah, Jesus. Go ahead and go to the next one. Hallelujah, Jesus. Next song. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah, Jesus. This is not a joke. We're being serious. Hallelujah. 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 I'm going to pray with you. Hallelujah. Got my 7-year-old daughter in the prayer line praying. I've been in camps and watched 7-year-old kids pray 7-year-old kids through to the Holy Ghost. In Jesus' name. Hallelujah. That's right, Brother Gavin. Just right where you're at, you can pray. Just right where you're at, just praise Him. In Jesus' name. I know this is a little bit different, but we're going to pray till every child's been laid hands on. Every child's going to be prayed for peace and protection of the Holy Ghost. In the name of Jesus Christ, blessed be the name of the Lord. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah, let the redeemed of the Lord say so. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah.
We are hungry
in the name of Jesus.
For your holiness,
Lord of mercy,
Lord of mercy, and amazing grace.
Oh,
we bow down, and take your
place. Those that have already went through the prayer line, come right here. If you've already been through the prayer line, come right here. You've already been through the prayer line. Come right here. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah, Jesus. In the name of the Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. Mister, can I trust you? Right here. Let's get in a big circle. Let's get to pray for those that have already went through the prayer line. Get in the big circle. Let's just pray. Let's just pray. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name, in Jesus' name, in Jesus' name, in Jesus' name, touch every child, God, I pray, in Jesus' name. I know it's a little chaotic, it's okay, it's a little chaotic, it's okay, but just pray in Jesus' name, in Jesus' name. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Hallelujah. Let the redeemed of the Lord say so. Let the redeemed of the Lord say so. Hallelujah, Jesus. It's okay. It takes a while sometimes to break through the Spirit. Let's keep pushing. Let's keep praying. If I have some elders, some leaders that want to come help me pray with this group that's already been through the line, we're going to break through in Jesus' name. We're going to break through in Jesus' name. We're going to break through in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. 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 I know what. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I pray for protection. I'm hearing prayers of protection right now. I'm hearing prayers of protection right now. In the name of Jesus. Just settle down. Just settle down just a little bit. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Guys, come right over here. Come right over here in the circle until it's time. Come right down here. We're going to free pray. We're going to free pray. Come right down here. Hallelujah. Let's just get in a circle right here. Get in a circle right here. Thank you. Thank you. Let's just pray. Let's just pray. You're going to go through the prayer line in a minute, but let's pray. In the name of the Lord Jesus. In the name of the Lord Jesus. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah. Elders, I need your prayer. I need your help right now. Hallelujah. We will break through. The gates of hell shall not prevail against the church. Our children shall be victorious in Jesus' name. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah, Jesus. I love this. Thank you, guys. Let's just love on them. Let's pray on them. Let's love on them in Jesus' name. Hallelujah, hallelujah.